Wednesday night, or Yud Aleph of the Beis. So there's a din of Rehoboam Hadrus Melech regarding Kriyas HaMegillah, and the Shulchan Aruch says Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lishmo HaMegillah, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that that means that it's a Chabura Gedola that learns in a house somewhere, but they have to go to the Tzibur, and the bigger the Tzibur, the more Rehoboam Hadrus Melech. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chayyadam that if someone davens, it's not Mestavre, he says, we're not telling a town that has a lot of minyanim that the smaller minyanim should close up shop for Purim and come daven in the biggest shul and make that into an enormous crowd of Rehoboam Hadrus Melech. It's not Mestavre. Certainly if you have a base knesses and it's a kviyas of davening there, even if it's a small minyan or a smallish minyan, so that's where you daven on Purim also. That's what the Chayyadim says. That's what we bring on Chayyadim. That if you daven bekviyas on a minyan, then no matter the size of the minyan, so that's where you'll daven on Purim too. The minyan doesn't close up shop because it's Purim. So the Shar HaTzion explains that, and the Shar HaTzion says as follows. If you have a kviyas of davening, as we said, so it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter that there's a bigger shul in the town. You have to go to the bigger shul. Aval, in Balabayas, yeshlo minyan bebeso, but if someone has a minyan in his house, this is the lashon of the Shar HaTzion. Avsha minyan shalohu bekviyas, bestavir de tzorech leiles lebechasanesa shabi'ir mishum pesuminisa. Those are the words of the Shar HaTzion. If someone has a minyan in his house, even if it's bekviyas, then he does have to go to a shul with his berovam. So it's not so clear what he means. The way it's understood by the Achronim is that, a person has a minyan in his living room. People make minyanim in their houses. But they don't mean to make their house into a base knesses. It's a convenience thing. We're not going into now the propriety of davening not in a base knesses. But they just have a convenience, they put together a minyan. If they're not there, they went on a trip to Europe. There's no minyan, right? It's a convenience thing for him, and if he's not there, they don't make a minyan. So then you can't have that minyan on Purim either. Just like if you stop the minyan because it's not convenient, or you don't have no need for the convenience, then on Purim also you have the chiyuv of berovam. What happens if it's in someone's house? That's how the Chronicle explains. I don't know. There is a gray area there because sometimes people make a minyan in their house, you know, and even if they're not there, the minyan is there. But if you would ask them if they intend that their house, their living room, should be a base knesses, they would say no. About that, I don't mean that my living room should be a base knesses. That's where the word shtibul comes from. Shtibul means a house, a room. Because they never meant to imbue it, endow it with the kedusha of a base knesses. They're getting together in a room and they're davening. They don't mean to make it into base knesses. So that's shtikul. That lechorim maybe also you should not have on Purim. I mean, the way the Achrayim explained the Shar HaTzion, they set the bar if the minyan exists, if he's not there. It's a convenience, but if he's not there, there wouldn't be a minyan. Then you can't daven there Purim either. You gotta go to a shul where people come together, and that's it. Someone who made a minyan in his house, but didn't imbue his house, and he doesn't want to endow it with the kedusha of a base knesses, just they daven there. That's all, they daven in the room, but it's a steady minyan, and they're always there. It's not so clear. It's a shtickle gray area, and tzorechion, what the din would be. That's all. Okay. Chavis Halvavis, Shara Abbas Hashem. So he's describing the Oev Hashem, that they're looking for things to do to please Hashem, and they found Chavis Halvavis. And because they're looking for ways to serve Hashem, to show their appreciation to Hashem, to show their love for Hashem. Abdu is Hashem mitzvah sichlius, and they serve Hashem by their everyday actions. Musrim Yuchadim Umidos Tovos Ruchnius, they do all these things, and maybe they're not outstanding things, but again, they've developed the ability to make it into Chovos Halavavos, that they mean to have it be an expression of Yichud Hashem, of Bitachon, of all the Sha'orim in the Chovos Halavavos. Vosifum ala mitzvos ayiduos, and they added them on the, it's like, they didn't add mitzvahs. If they would add mitzvahs, they'd be over Baltoisef. But it means they extracted the Chayvus Halvavus from all the mitzvahs, and they tried to do that constantly. V'lomdu midakri hanaviyim, u'minagei chasidim, levakesh ratzon habori bohem, that they're looking for what is pleasing to Hashem, even if it's mundane actions, regular actions, but they do it l'shma, and they do it in a b'chol, d'rechecho, d'ehu type of way, I would imagine. They do it to bring nachas ruach to the Ribono Shel Olam. And they want v'sheyekabel also mehem v'hem b'chal chovos halavavos asher kivanu l'vor sharashayin v'lizkar sugeyam v'sefer hazeh. That's really the thing I'm talking about in this sefer, chovos halavavos. Asher yachochma tzfuna genuzo b'libus hachachama v'tzmuna b'chuvayim asher yidabru bo. If they would explain it to you, ain't sitkum nelam bo, you would see right away how logical and compelling this chiyuv is. They should, they seichel anshe hadayos hanitzolos meidim ba'amit of the sitka. It's self-evident. When if they would explain it, it's self-evident that as the Chovos Halavavos explains in his Akdama, that it's self-evident after searching and looking, it's self-evident that this is a proper service of Hashem. These are psukim and tillim and mishlei. V'hanchelo avayeish v'osrosehem amalei.